So let's continue.
Pojďme pokračovat.
And we come to the third line of that initial statement by God to Jeremiah.
Dostáváme se k třetímu riadku.
And
v tom poetickém výroku Jeremiášovi.
Once again there are a couple of things which I think are important here.
A znova je niekoľko dôležitých vecí, ktoré si tu môžeme všimnúť.
The first thing is that God says that he appoints Jeremiah as a prophet.
Pán Boh hovorí Jeremiášovi, že ho ustanovil za proroka.
That's very much the statement of the calling of Jeremiah to his role.
Čiže tu je to samotné povolanie Jeremiáša do tej jeho roli.
And it's used in a number of places in the Old Testament to describe a special appointment or an appointment to a specific role.
Podobné výrazy nájdeme v mnohých prípadoch v starej zmluve, keď niekto je ustanovený alebo povolaný do konkrétnej služby.
The prophetic role that Jeremiah is called to is no ordinary task.
Tá prorocká rola, do ktorej Jeremiáš povolaný, to nie je obyčajná vec.
And one of the important things is that you cannot take it upon yourself.
Jedna dôležitá vec je, že takéto niečo si nemôžeš privlastniť sám.
The prophetic role has to be given to you by God himself.
Prorockú rolu ti musí zveriť Boh sám.
And that's therefore the one of the importances of this cool narrative.
To je jeden z dôležitých momentov v tomto príbehu povolania.
But the call or the appointment of Jeremiah as a prophet,
ale to povolanie Jeremiáša za proroka,
goes a little bit further than we might expect.
Ide ešte ďalej, než by sme mohli očakávať.
We may well expect him to have been called to be a prophet to the people of God.
Mohli by sme napríklad očakávať, že bude povolaný za proroka pre Boží ľud,
to either Israel or to Judah or to the two.
Buď Izraelu alebo Judsku alebo obom.
But here we're told that he is going to be a prophet to the nations.
Ale tu vidíme, že má byť prorokom pre národy.
Now that doesn't mean that he's not going to be a prophet to God's people as well.
To neznamená, že Boží národ je vylúčený, že k ním nebude prorokovať.
But that his role of a prophet and the words of his prophecies,
ale tá jeho úloha, tie jeho prorocké slova,
are going to be directed to more than just the people of God.
Budú nasmerované na viac než Boží národ.
And so therefore Jeremiah's third prophetic book.
A preto tá tretia prorocká kniha Jeremiáša,
which is in chapters 46 to 51,
kapitoly 46 až 51,
is directed towards the nations.
Je nasmerovaná na rôzne národy.
Towards Ammon and towards Babylon and towards
Babylončanom a ďalším.
And I think part of what this does is to emphasize the universal nature of God's rule.
Okrem iného nám toto pripomína, že Božia vláda alebo zvrchovanosť je všeobecná.
God's rule and his concern,
Božia vláda a jeho záujem,
beyond just the people of God.
Presahujú hranice Božieho ľudu.
He is, in other words, the God of the whole earth, not just of his people.
Inými slovami, on je Bohom celej zeme, nie len svojho národa.
And he is not limited in the exercise of his sovereignty and of his power.
A nie je nejako obmedzovaný vo vykonávaní svojej zvrchovanej vlády.
Now that understanding of God as being uniquely the God of Israel,
to porozumenie, že Boh je jedinečne Bohom Izraela,
but also the God of the whole earth,
ale tiež Bohom celej zeme,
is something which we find over and over again in the Old Testament.
To nájdeme na rôznych miestach v starej zmluve.
We especially find it in a number of the Psalms where God is spoken of as being the ruler of the earth.
Napríklad žalmy vyjadrujú, že Boh vládne nad celou zemou.
And Jeremiah's role is to actually call to account the nations around for the way in which they behave.
A úlohou Jeremiáša je volať národy na zodpovednosť za to, ako sa správajú.
And he does that in that final prophetic book.
To aj robí v tej svojej poslednej prorockej knihe.
So God makes the initial approach to Jeremiah.
Takže Pán Boh urobí ten úvodný krok k Jeremiášovi.
And that sort of is how things always work, I think.
Tak to býva vždy.
God makes the initial approach.
Boh je ten, ktorý má iniciatívu.
Jeremiah then responds to God's statement.
Jeremiáš potom odpovedá na Božie výroky.
And so this dialogue begins.
A začína sa tu rozvíjať ten dialog.
And he says, "Alas, sovereign Lord."
A on hovorí, jaj, beda, Pane Bože.
I do not know how to speak.
Veď ja neviem hovoriť.
I am too young.
Som ešte len chlapec.
And as we saw earlier, that's not a dissimilar response to that of Isaiah.
A to je pomerne podobné tomu, čo hovorí Izaiáš.
Or to that of Moses, as I mentioned before.
Alebo aj ako Mojžiš, čo sme si spomenuli skôr.
Jeremiah comes with an objection as to why he is not fit for God's calling.
Jeremiáš má na porúdzi výhovorku alebo vysvetlenie, prečo nie je súci na túto úlohu.
In fact, he comes with two objections.
Vlastne máš dve výhrady.
The first of those that he is he has a lack of experience at speaking.
Jedna vec je, že má nedostatočnú skúsenosť ako hovorca.
And secondly, that he is too young to be called to do this task.
Druhá vec, že ešte moc mladý na to, aby bol povolaný do takej úlohy.
And we can compare that with Moses and Isaiah.
Aj toto môžeme porovnať s tým, ako reagujú Mojžiš alebo Izaiáš.
We saw with Isaiah that the problem was his sin, which needed dealing with.
Videli sme, že u Izaiáša problémom je ten jeho hriech, s ktorým sa treba vyrovnať.
With Moses it was again similar to Jeremiah, his lack of eloquence, his inability to speak.
U Mojžiša, podobne ako u Jeremiáša, to bola jeho nedostatočná výrečnosť, že sa nevie vyjadriť.
In Isaiah's case, as we saw, God responds through the seraph and bringing the coal and touching the lips of Isaiah.
U Izaiáša Pán Boh odpovedá tak, že posiela serafa s tým uhlíkom v kliešťach a dotýka sa pier Izaiáša.
In this case, God responds in two ways.
Tu Pán Boh odpovedá dvoma spôsobmi.
The first of those is by speaking to Jeremiah.
To prvé je, že sa prihovorí Jeremiášovi.
And he responds with a statement of the fact that God is all that Jeremiah needs.
A v tom svojom oslovení vyjadruje, že Boh je všetkým, čo Jeremiáš potrebuje.
That God promises to be with Jeremiah.
Sľubuje, že bude s ním.
And God promises his provision, especially a provision of salvation to Jeremiah.
A tiež hovorí, že ho zachráni alebo zachová.
So he says, don't say I'm too young.
Povie mu, ty nehovor, že však som mladý.
You must go to everyone I send you and say whatever I tell you.
Pôjdeš za všetkými, ku komu ťa posielam.
Do not be afraid of them.
Neboj sa ich.
For I am with you.
Veď som s tebou.
And will rescue you.
A zachránim ťa.
That promise is of God's presence.
And je to prísľub Božej prítomnosti.
And of his salvation.
A jeho spásy.
I think it's there's two things that we can notice here.
Dve veci si tam môžeme povšimnúť.
It's very, very common for God to say to people as he calls them.
A toto je veľmi bežná vec, veľmi typická vec, ktorú Pán Boh hovorí ľuďom, keď ich povoláva.
Do not be afraid.
Neboj sa.
The call of Joshua is the ultimate example, I think, of that.
Kľúčovým príkladom toho je povolanie Jozu.
God has to say to Joshua over and over again, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for I am with you.
Znova a znova Pán Boh pripomína Jozuovi, neboj sa, buď silný, buď odvážny, som s tebou.
At the announcement of the birth of Jesus to Mary.
Pri ohlásení Ježišovho narodenia Márii.
Gabriel basically starts off by don't be afraid.
Anjel Gabriel v zásade začína týmto odkazom, neboj sa.
I think that should be an encouragement to us.
A to by malo byť aj pre nás povzbudenie.
I think most of us have a sense of fear and of trepidation at some of the things that God asks us to do.
Väčšina z nás pozná ten strach a to rozochvenie, keď si uvedomíme, k čomu nás Pán Boh volá.
That simply places us in the same situation as most of the other people that God has used in this world.
Ocitávame sa v podobnej situácii ako všetci ostatní ľudia, ktorých Pán Boh povoláva.
That God promises to be with us.
Ale Pán Boh sľubuje, že bude s nami.
And if you think back to, we mentioned Jesus' commands to command his disciples to go into all the world.
Spomeňme si na ten Ježišov pokyn, na to poverenie učeníkom ísť do celého sveta.
Jesus basically ends that by saying, and I will be with you always.
A na konci toho poverenia Ježiš dodáva, a hľa, ja som s vami vždycky.
Once again, the promise of God's presence with us in the task that he calls us to.
Znova ten prísľub Božej prítomnosti s nami pri tej službe, do ktorej nás volá.
But the other thing to note from here is, I think, equally important.
Ale druhá vec, ktorú tu vidíme, je rovnako dôležitá.
God doesn't promise Jeremiah that his life will be easy.
Pán Boh Jeremiášovi nesľubuje, že bude mať ľahký život.
He doesn't promise that trouble and persecution will not come.
Nehovorí, že by ťažkosti nemali prísť.
But rather that in and in that trouble God will be with him and save him.
Ale aj uprostred tých ťažkostí Boh bude s ním a zachráni ho.
And that salvation sometimes occurred in perhaps the most unlikely of places.
Tá záchrana niekedy prichádza vo veľmi prekvapujúcich miestach.
So if you turn to chapter 36.
A tak keď si otvoríme napríklad 36. kapitolu.
At the beginning of that chapter.
Na začiatku tej kapitoly.
At the time of the reign of Jehoiakim.
Je to na úvod panovania Jojakíma.
God tells Jeremiah to write the words on a scroll.
Pán Boh Jeremiášovi káže zapísať slová na zbytok.
Now we don't know exactly which of the words that we now have these were, but it's not important.
My nevieme dnes identifikovať, ktoré z tých všetkých proroctiev, čo máme v jeho knihe, boli napísané na tomto zbytku, ale ani to nie je také dôležité.
He dictates these words to Baruch, his secretary.
Jeremiáš ten odkaz diktuje svojmu sekretárovi Baruchovi.
And then Baruch takes them to the royal secretary's room in the palace
where Baruch to potom zaniesie do paláca kráľovským hodnostárom.
And we read in verse 12 the people who were actually there.
V 12. verši vidíme zoznam tých ľudí, čo pri tom boli.
And Baruch reads the words.
A Baruch im číta tie slova.
And once these people had heard these words, they say, well, we need to take these to the king.
Keď si to títo dôležití ľudia vypočujú, tak si uvedomia, že toto posolstvo treba predložiť kráľovi.
But they say this in verse 19.
Ale povedia tam v 19. verši.
The official said to Baruch, you and Jeremiah go and hide. Don't let anyone know where you are.
Choď, schovaj sa. Ty a Jeremiáš, aby nikto nevedel, kde ste.
The people who are the officials of the king are the ones who actually act to encourage Jeremiah to safety.
Kráľové kniežatá, ľudia z kráľovho dvora, priamo iniciatívne zabezpečia, aby Jeremiáš a jeho sekretár zostali v bezpečí.
God is working through these people.
Pán Boh koná cez týchto ľudí.
To bring about the salvation that he talks about.
Aby uskutočnil tú spásu, čo prislúbil.
And it may come as a little bit of a surprise.
A môže prísť prekvapujúcim spôsobom.
Because when that same scroll is read to the king,
pretože keď tento istý zvitok predložia kráľovi a čítajú,
the king takes absolutely no notice of it whatsoever.
Tak kráľ to absolútne vôbec nerespektuje.
And worse, has it burnt.
Čo ešte horšie, nechá to spáliť.
The life of Jeremiah was not an easy life, but he did know salvation during it.
Takže Jeremiáš nemal ľahký život, ale zažil v ňom Božie spasenie.
God promises to be with his people through problems.
Pán Boh sľubuje, že uprostred problémov bude so svojimi ľuďmi.
Not to take his people out of those problems.
Nie, že ich z tých problémov vyťahne, že proste problémom predídu.
That's the first response of God then is to respond in word and in comfort.
Takže ten prvý typ Božej odpovede je toto povzbudenie, že bude s ním.
The second response of God to Jeremiah's statement of inability to perform the task.
Druhý spôsob, ako Pán Boh odpovedá na ten jeho pocit nedostatočnosti,
is an action.
Je jeho čin.
It's an action which combines parts of the call of Moses and of Isaiah, as we saw earlier.
Kombinujú sa tu prvky z toho povolania Mojžiša a z povolania Izaiáša, čo sme videli skôr.
And God reaches out and he touches Jeremiah's mouth.
Pán Boh vystiera ruku a dotýka sa jeho úst.
And says, I've put my words in your mouth.
A hovorí, pozri, vložil som svoje slova do tvojich úst.
Making it quite clear to Jeremiah that the message he brings is God's message.
Čím je dané jasne najavo, že to slovo, ktoré Jeremiáš má doniesť, nie je jeho vlastné, ale je to Božie slovo.
And I think once again this must have been a source of comfort for Jeremiah later in his ministry.
A znova toto muselo byť pre Jeremiáša neskôr v jeho službe veľkým povzbudením.
That he would be able to look back at this and he would know that this was the word of God that he was bringing.
Že on vie, že má zverené Božie slova. To nie je jeho posolstvo, ale niečo, čo Pán Boh mu zveril.
And so for Jeremiah this was a comfort and a validation of his call.
Pre Jeremiáša toto je útechou a potvrdením jeho povolania.
And as it is then recorded and passed on, it becomes a validation of Jeremiah's call to others as well.
A neskôr, keď to slovo posolstvo od Hospodina doručuje, tak sa to stáva potvrdením aj pre poslucháčov.
But if the word, if the call has now taken place,
ale keď sa odohralo toto povolanie,
we then have explained to us in verse 10 something of what that role was actually going to be.
Potrebujeme si vysvetliť na základe 10. verša, v čom bude zmysel tohto povolania.
And the phrases that God uses in this continuation of the conversation,
tie frázy, ktoré Pán Boh používa pri tom potvrdení povolania,
are phrases which are taken up elsewhere in the book.
Tie sa vyskytujú aj inde v Jeremiášovej knihe.
And we'll spend a little bit of time looking at each of those times.
A tie situácie, keď tieto slova budú znova použité, si tiež všimneme.
And these are the words that form the basis for Jeremiah's future ministry.
Tieto slova predstavujú základ pre budúcu Jeremiášovu službu.
So once again, God repeats his statement that it is he who is appointing Jeremiah.
Pán Boh ešte raz opakuje, že je to on sám, ktorý Jeremiáša ustanovil.
And I think the fact that God repeats this means that Jeremiah really did need to know this.
Zrejme, že to Jeremiáš potreboval počuť.
The task that he was going to be called by God to do was not going to be an easy one.
Lebo tá úloha, do ktorej je vystrčený, nebude ľahká.
And once again, it is repeated that this role that Jeremiah has as a prophet.
Takže tu vidíme, o čom bude rola Jeremiáša ako proroka.
Not just to the people of God.
Nebude to iba pre Boží národ,
but to nations and kingdoms.
Je poslaný k národom a kráľovstvám.
And so what he says is, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant.
Ustanovil som ťa dnes nad národmi a nad kráľovstvami, aby si vytrhával a rúcal, ničil a plienil, aby si budoval a sadil.
So the task that Jeremiah has been called to is shown by couplets of verbs.
Jeremiášova úloha tu je znázornená dvojicami slovies.
The first two are negative.
Prvé dve sú negatívne.
And the third is positive.
Prvé dve dvojice sú negatívne, tá posledná je pozitívna.
And in a sense, they, or in a very real sense, they summarize what is going to be Jeremiah's message to the nations.
A sú zhrnutím toho, o čom bude celé Jeremiášovo posolstvo v budúcnosti.
It is a message of judgment.
Je to posolstvo súdu.
But there is also a message of hope within it.
Ale je v tom obsiahnuté aj posolstvo nádeje.
So that much of what Jeremiah was going to bring to the people was negative.
Veľká časť toho, čo Jeremiáš má robiť, bude negatívna.
It was going to be the verbs of the uprooting and the tearing down, the destroying and the overthrowing.
To je to vytrhávanie a rúcanie, ničenie a plienenie.
The negative results of God's judgment.
Negatívne dôsledky Božieho súdu.
And sometimes, I think, because Jeremiah was human,
a niekedy, pretože Jeremiáš bol človek,
Jeremiah must have wished that he could say a little bit more about the building and the planting.
Určite si prial, keby mohol povedať trochu viac o tom budovaní a sadení.
In Jeremiah chapter 20,
v 20. kapitole,
and verse 8,
v 8. verši,
we'll start with verse 7.
Začneme v 7.
Jeremiah complains to God.
Jeremiáš sa sťažuje Bohu.
You deceived me, O Lord, or you persuaded me. I don't know which translation you have.
It can go both
ways. It can go
ways.
Either way, yeah.
Zvábil si ma, Hospodin.
And I was,
to môže vyjadrovať, že zlákal si ma, ale môže to byť dokonca chápané aj oklamal si ma. Ty si ma nachytal.
That's nice. You've got a word which means both. Much closer to the Hebrew then. Yeah. Or it's got those two ideas, yeah. You overpowered me and prevailed. I am ridiculed all day long. Everyone mocks me.
Mocne si ma pritiahol k sebe a premohol si ma. Celý deň som na posmech. Každý sa mi posmieva.
Jeremiah is in a situation where what could only be expected to happen has happened.
Jeremiáš je v situácii, keď to najhoršie, čo mohol očakávať, sa naozaj stalo.
That he is now suffering for the fact that he is bringing God's message to the people.
On teraz trpí za to, že verne donáša Božie slovo.
Whenever I speak, I cry out proclaiming violence and destruction.
Kedykoľvek hovorím, musím kričať násilie a lúpež.
Jeremiah is complaining to God that the message that he's bringing in is this message of judgment.
Jeremiah sa sťažuje, že toto posolstvo, čo mu je zverené, je posolstvo súdu.
So the word of the Lord has brought me insult and reproach all day long.
Veď Hospodinovo slovo mi celý deň prináša potupu a výsmech.
That's the situation he finds himself in.
V takejto situácii sa ocitne.
But perhaps at that point he looks back to his calling.
Ale zrejme, že v takejto chvíli práve si môže spomenúť na to svoje povolanie.
But if I say I will not mention his word or speak any more in his name.
A povedal som, nebudem ho pripomínať a nepoviem už ani slovo v jeho mene.
His word is in my heart like a fire.
V srdci ma však slovo pálilo ako blčiaci oheň.
A fire shut up in my bones.
Oheň zadržiavaný v mojich kostiach.
I am weary of holding it in.
Snažil som sa o sebe zadržať, no nevládal som.
Indeed I cannot.
Nemohol som ho zadržať.
That's for me an incredibly powerful statement about how a prophet senses his calling.
Toto je veľmi pôsobivé vyjadrenie, ako prorok vníma to svoje povolanie.
All of these bad things are happening out here. People are complaining about me, they're reproaching me, they're getting at me.
Všetko to zlé sa deje, plní sa to a ľudia už toho majú dosť, idú mi po krku.
And part of me would like to say, well, I'm not going to say this anymore. I'm fed up bringing judgment.
A mám toho plné zuby, povedal by som, Pane Bože, už dosť, už nejdem ani kúsok ďalej.
But I can't.
Ale nemôžem prestať.
That word of God burns so strongly within me that
to
I must.
To slovo tak pálí vo vnútri, že ho musím vypovedať.
And he says then in verse 10 there are people whispering and plotting against him all around.
V 10. verši potom hovorí ďalej. Počúvam, ako si ľudia šepkajú.
But once again he remembers his calling.
Ale znova si spomenie, o čom bolo jeho povolanie.
But Yahweh is with me like a mighty warrior, he says verse 11.
Ale v 11. verši hovorí, Hospodin je so mnou, ako mocný hrdina.
And then in verse 13.
A v 13. verši
he even comes out in the midst of all of this with a statement of praise.
Uprostred tohto dokonca príde s výrazom chvály.
Sing to the Lord, give praise to the Lord.
Spievajte Hospodinovi, oslavujte Hospodina.
He rescues the life of the needy from the hands of the wicked.
Lebo vytrhol život ubožiaka z ruky zločincov.
So in the middle of it all he knows what God is doing and he knows where his joy is to be found.
Uprostred toho ťažkého on vie, rozumie v čom je a odkiaľ čerpať radosť.
But life is tough.
Život je ťažký.
And it is so tough that verses 14 to 18 are incredibly negative.
Do tej miery, že ten 14. verš a ďalej sú ohromne negatívne.
He actually goes back to his call again.
Znova si pripomína to svoje povolanie.
Where God says, before I formed you in the womb, before you were born.
Pán Boh mu hovoril, prvnež si sa narodil, prvnež si vyšiel z lona.
He actually says, cursed be the day I was born.
A Jeremiáš teraz hovorí, nech je prekliatý ten deň, keď som sa narodil. Similar as in Job.
As in Job, yes, very similar to
veľmi
the situation
vyjadrenie.
In Job. Yeah. Cursed be the man who brought my father the news, a child is born to you.
Nech je prekliatý muž, ktorý oznámil môjmu otcovi, narodilo sa ti dieťa.
That's a very painful series of statements to hear.
To je veľmi bolavý rad výrokov.
Jeremiah is brought to a very, very low state because of what happens to him through bringing the message of God.
Jeremiáš je veľmi hlboko ponížený, zdrtený tým všetkým, čím musel prejsť.
But he has to speak out because the words of God burn within his heart.
Ale musí hovoriť, lebo Božie slovo ho páli v srdci.
But I find them strangely comforting.
Ale ja, pre mňa toto je tak zvláštne, prekvapivo povzbudivé.
I think they're comforting because they show quite clearly that Jeremiah is a human being just like us.
Pre mňa, pre nás je to povzbudenie, lebo vidíme, že Jeremiáš bol normálny človek ako aj.
That he is brought to the situation in his life where actually he wished he'd never been born.
Že sa ocitol v situáciách, keď si prijal, keby som sa ani nebol narodil.
One of the things about the especially the Old Testament faith.
Jedna vec, jedna stránka tej starozákonnej viery
is the honesty that it brings.
Je tá úprimnosť, ktorá s tým ide.
Some of the poems of Jeremiah and the one that we've just had a look at there is one of them.
Niektoré básne v Jeremiášovi, ako toto, čo sme teraz čítali,
have links with a lot of the Psalms.
Majú veľa spoločného s niektorými žalmami.
And a particular type of psalm known as the Psalm of Lament.
S jedným druhom žalmov, ktoré sú známe ako náreky.
Psalms which bring the reality of existence before the presence of God.
Žalmy, ktoré vyjadrujú tú realitu existencie v Božej prítomnosti.
And I suppose basically ask the question, well, Lord, why is this happening?
A v zásade kladú Bohu túto otázku. Bože, prečo sa toto deje?
But like the poem that we've just read from Jeremiah,
ale ako tá báseň Jeremiášova, ktorú sme si čítali,
they always have within them a statement of confidence in God.
Vždy obsahujú toto vyjadrenie dôvery v Boha.
And of praise to God.
Chválu Bohu.
So Jeremiah may well be saying, I wish I'd never been born.
Takže OK, Jeremiáš na jednej strane hovorí, prial by som si, aby som sa nikdy nenarodil.
But he's saying, even so, I'm still going to praise God.
Ale hovorí zároveň, napriek tomu, budem chváliť Boha.
And even so, I know that my God is my salvation. He's my mighty warrior, he says.
Aj tak, viem, že Boh je moja spása. On je ten mocný hrdina.
Who will bring me through all of this.
Ktorý mňa, chudáka, z toho vyvedie.
But that sort of poem gives us the language that we can use in our own lives as Christians.
Tento druh poézie nám poskytuje jazyk, ktorý môžeme využiť, keď my prechádzame ťažkými vecami.
They allow us to speak out some of the pain that we go through.
Umožňuje nám to vyjadriť, vysloviť niečo z tej bolesti, ktorú prežívame.
I think we have at least in my experience.
Myslím, aspoň podľa mojej skúsenosti, že máme.
We have a tendency as Christians to think that we should always be smiling.
Máme taký sklon myslieť si, že my kresťania by sme sa mali stále usmievať.
That we should have a big smile on our face all the time.
Široký úsmev.
Which in we used to call a swag, SWEG.
V angličtine. Which tomu hovoríme swag. Yeah, máme na to typické slovo.
I have no idea what it's going to be in
Slovak.
But it stood for a sickly wide evangelical grin.
Čo je niečo ako nechutne široký evangelikálny úškrn.
But our faith means something because it is a faith which has which takes us through the difficult times.
Ale naša viera má niečo do seba, pretože nás dokáže previesť aj týmito ťažkými okolnostiami.
It allows us to acknowledge that life is sometimes very difficult.
Umožňuje nám otvorene priznať, že život je ťažký.
It allows us to acknowledge that on times we actually want to give up.
Umožňuje nám to vyjadriť otvorene, že v niektorých chvíľach by sme s tým najradšej praštili.
And when we see that in someone like Jeremiah,
a keď to vidíme u niekoho ako Jeremiáš,
Jeremiah isn't punished by God.
Tak vidíme, že Boh Jeremiáša za to netrestá.
God is a God, as we saw the other evening, a God of all compassion and all comfort.
Ako sme to mohli vidieť kedysi večer, náš Boh je Boh každého potešenia.
And he is a God who knows us.
A je to Boh, ktorý nás pozná.
And therefore understands what it is that we go through.
A preto chápe, čo sú to za veci, ktorými prechádzame.
And so our faith allows us,
a tak naša viera nám umožňuje,
to express some of those things sometimes,
niektoré tieto veci vyjadriť.
But still to remain secure in the salvation that is ours.
A pritom zostať uistená o Božej spáse.
And in the end, when we come around to the life of Jesus,
keď nakoniec prídeme k životu Ježiša,
we see the one who is a man of sorrows.
Tak vidíme toho, ktorý bol mužom bolesti.
And acquainted with grief.
Oboznámený s bolesťou, so zármutkom.
The one who has suffered in every way just as, or had been tempted in every way just as we are.
Ktorý bol pokúšaný podobne ako my vo všetkom.
And because of that is able to fully perform his role as priest before God.
A vďaka tomu dokáže súcitiť s nami ako kňaz, ktorý nám rozumie.
Through whom we can bring all of these things to God.
A skrze neho môžeme tieto veci priniesť Bohu.
We have a God who understands.
Máme Boha, ktorý rozumie.
So I find that very positive.
Pre mňa toto je veľmi pozitívne.
Very encouraging.
Veľmi povzbudivé.
Despite the fact that it's actually very, very tough.
Napriek tomu, že niekedy je to veľmi husté.
So I want to explore now just for a little while the verbs that we have in verse 10 here.
Chcel by som si teraz spolu s vami všimnúť niektoré tie slovesá použité v tom 10. verši.
They occur in a number of different places in the book.
vyskytnú sa na rôznych miestach v knihe.
One of which is in chapter 31, and we'll leave that to the side for the moment.
Jeden ten prípad je v 31. kapitole a to teraz odložíme stranou.
But we're going to briefly have a look at each of the other occurrences of the verbs.
Ale na tie ostatné výskyty sa teraz pozrieme.
Chapter 12.
12. kapitola.
We're in the middle of another of Jeremiah's complaints.
Sme tam znova uprostred jednej z tých Jeremiášových sťažností.
It's a dialogue which starts with Jeremiah asking, why do the wicked prosper, basically.
Začína to Jeremiášovou otázkou, Bože, prečo sa tým darebákom tak darí?
And he speaks of God having actually planted the wicked.
A tam je použité to slovo, že zrovna Boh ich zasadil.
And there is a recognition here that God is actually sovereign, even in those things which seem to be a little bit strange.
To vyjadruje, že Boh je zvrchovaný aj v tých veciach, ktoré nám ináč pripadajú divné.
God appears to have planted the wicked so that they prosper and grow.
12. kapitola, 2. verš, tak sa zdá, že Boh zasadil tých svojvoľníkov a sa zakorenili a rastú. Darí sa im.
And the question of the planting of the wicked as opposed to the righteous is one which God responds to later in the chapter.
Neskôr v kapitole Hospodin odpovedá na tú otázku, ako je to so zasadením tých zlých.
So if you go to verse 14 of that chapter.
Takže keď ideme k 14. veršu.
God then talks about uprooting and planting.
Boh tam hovorí o vytrhávaní.
And he says, I will uproot them from their lands, talking to the neighbors of Israel.
Hovorí o susedoch Izraela. Vytrhnem ich z ich krajiny.
And I will uproot the people of Judah from among them.
A Judov dom vytrhnem spomedzi nich.
So God is going to uproot, to tear out the people.
Takže Boh ide vytrhnúť tých zasadených nešlachetníkov.
But then he says, but after I uproot them, I will again have compassion and will bring them back to their own inheritance.
Ale dodáva, 15. verši, keď ich vytrhnem, znova sa zľutujem nad nimi a každého vrátim v jeho dedičstvo.
So God is making a statement about his sovereignty.
Pán Boh tu znova vyjadruje svoju zvrchovanosť.
In other words, I will uproot those that I wish to uproot.
Ja vytrhnem tých, ktorých chcem vytrhnúť.
I will then establish, he says, verse 16. Then they will be established among my people.
A potom
verse 16 of chapter.
Aha, vyrastú uprostred môjho ľudu na konci 16. verša.
So the verb that in English is established there is the same as the verb to build, as in the build and plant.
Aha, čiže tamto vyrastú prostred môjho ľudu, 16. verši, to je to slovo, ktoré predtým bolo použité pre to budovanie.
So God says, I will uproot in judgment.
Pán Boh hovorí, ja vytrhnem.
But I will then build in covenant faithfulness.
Ale v zmluvnej vernosti znova ich vybudujem.
God is sovereign over not just Israel and Judah, but over the whole of the earth.
Pán Boh je zvrchovaný teda nie len nad Judskom, ale nad celou zemou.
And it is very much that sovereignty of God which is to be found in the next time that we meet these verbs.
Táto Božia zvrchovanosť vyniká aj pri ďalšom výskyte týchto slov.
It's in the story in chapter 18 that we looked at before of the story of Jeremiah going down to the house of the potter.
Je to súčasť toho známeho príbehu o hrnčiarovi v 18. kapitole,
where the picture of or the actions of the potter in creating and then remolding a pot.
Hrnčiar tam modeluje nejakú nádobu, keď sa to zmrší, tak ju proste rozmačká a vymodeluje novú.
Are the picture of God's actions towards the nations.
To je obraz Božieho konania voči národom.
And they are the actions of the one who is God, the sovereign.
Sú to činy toho, ktorý je zvrchovaný Boh.
But these are not arbitrary actions.
Ale nerobí to nejako svojvoľne.
In other words, God doesn't do these things just because he feels like it.
Pán Boh nerobí tieto veci len preto, že si myslí, dostane chuť volať, čo urobí, tak to proste tak urobí.
In Shakespeare there is a line, as flies to wanton boys are, as Yes, as flies to wanton boys, to the gods are we, they kill us for their sport.
Shakespeare má taký kaplet, dvojveršie, že ako muchy pri nejakých chlapcoch darebákoch, ktorú sú tu ovali, a tak aj my sme pre Boha.
In other words,
to proste zabije, koho chce.
In other words, the world almost seems as though those of you who were boys may have done this, and some of you who were girls may have done it as well.
Možno, že vy ako chalani ste to niekedy robili s muchami, a neviem, možno, že aj dievčatá.
You take a fly and pull off its wings.
Ste to skúšali niekedy, keď muchu otrhnúť jej krídelka?
And then see whether it flies.
A potom skúšať, ako s tým bude lietať s jedným krídlom?
And it doesn't.
A moc to nejde.
Or we just kill them.
Alebo ich jednoducho zabijeme.
And Shakespeare, the character in that Shakespeare play, is saying that's what it's like to be a human being.
A tá postava v Shakespeareovej hre hovorí, no,
the gods just basically do with this as they please.
Takýto je ľudský život. Pán Boh s nami môže urobiť,
there's no meaning to it.
A nemá to žiadny zmysel.
But that's not how God acts.
Ale Pán Boh nekoná takto.
The remolding of the pot is for a very specific purpose.
To prerobenie nádoby,
it's in order that something better should come out.
Je z konkrétneho dôvodu, totiž aby z nej bolo niečo lepšie.
And so God's actions, and we have them here in verse 7 and 7 through to verse 9.
A tak tie Božie činy tu vidíme v tých veršoch 7 až 9. To je Jeremiáš 18. kapitola.
So if you could read 7 verses 9. 7 to 9, then that would be, or 7 to 10, because that's when the sentence
ends. Po 10. Yeah. Raz pohrozím niektorému národu alebo niektorému kráľovstvu, že ho vykorením a zničím. Ak sa však ten národ odvráti od zla, ktoré som mu vyčítal, potom upustím od nešťastia, ktoré som mu zamýšľal urobiť. Inokedy zas oznámim niektorému národu alebo kráľovstvu, že ho znova vybudujem a vysadím. Ak však bude robiť, čo je predo mnou zlé, a nebude ma poslúchať, vtedy oltujem to dobro, čo som mu zamýšľal urobiť.
So God's actions in destroying and building.
Takže tie Božie činy, ako pri ničení, tak aj pri budovaní,
are actually a direct result of who he is as God, of his character.
Sú priamo odrazom toho, aký je jeho charakter.
That he is holy and righteous, but also faithful.
Že je svätý a spravodlivý a že je aj verný.
So the tearing up, the judgment comes as a direct result of evil, of rebellion.
Čiže to vytrhávanie je následok ľudskej neposlušnosti.
And the building up and the planting comes as a direct result of repentance.
To budovanie, to sadenie je dôsledkom pokánia.
In other words, there is a law, if you like, with us at work here.
Takže vidíme, že tu funguje akási zákonitosť.
There is meaning behind these things.
Za týmito vecami je nejaký význam.
The next time we meet these verbs is in chapter 24.
Ďalší krát sa stretneme s týmito slovami v 24. kapitole.
Chapter 24 we have a vision.
V 24. kapitole máme videnie.
It's a vision which is similar to the vision, or reminiscent of the visions in the call narrative of Jeremiah, which we'll consider in a little while.
Dosť podobné vyjadrenie s tým, aké bolo pri povolaní Jeremiáša, k tomu sa ešte iba dostaneme.
And it's a vision where Jeremiah sees a basket of figs.
Jeremiáš vidí košík fíg.
Or at least two baskets of figs.
Ale lepšie povedané, dva koše fíg.
One of them has very good figs, we're told in verse 2.
Jedni z nich sú veľmi dobré, v druhom verši.
And the others are very bad figs.
Druhé sú pokazené.
And these figs, this vision of the figs is used by God as a starting point for a statement about what he is going to do to the land.
Tento obraz dvoch košov s rôznymi figami sú počiatočným bodom pre Božie vyjadrenie, čo sa chystá urobiť.
And he says in verses 5 to 7. So if you could read 5 to 7.
Vo veršoch 5 až 7 v tej 24. kapitole hovorí takto. Toto hovorí Hospodin, Boh Izraela. Ako na tieto dobré figy, tak chcem láskavo zliadnúť na judských zajatcov, ktorých som poslal z tohto miesta do krajiny Chaldejcov. Dobrotivo upriem na nich svoj zrak a navrátim ich do tejto krajiny. Znova ich vybudujem, ale nezrúcam. Zasadím ich, ale nevytrhám. Dám im také srdce, aby ma poznali. Veď ja som Hospodin, budú teda mojim ľudom a ja budem ich Bohom. lebo sa obrátia ku mne celým svojím srdcom.
So this is probably one of those messages that Jeremiah was a little bit happier about bringing.
Zrejme toto je jeden z tých odkazov, ktoré Jeremiáš doručil s väčším potešením.
Because this is a promise of future rebuilding of the land, of the return.
Tu je obraz toho opätovného vybudovania pri návrate.
At the heart of it, or at the center of it,
a v centre toho
is a sentence which points forward to Jeremiah 31.
Je tá veta, ktorá nasmeruje dopredu k 31. kapitole.
I will give them a heart to know me.
Dám im také srdce, aby ma poznali.
That I am the Lord.
Že ja som Pán.
They will be my people, I will be their God.
Budem ich Bohom.
That same promise that we see in chapter 31.
To je to isté prisľúbenie, čo sme videli neskôr v 31. kapitole.
But there is, God draws a distinct contrast between what he is going to do in the future and what he has done with the people in the exile.
Pán Boh vyjadruje jasný kontrast medzi tým, čo sa chystá urobiť v budúcnosti, s tým, čo urobil teraz.
And he uses the verbs from Jeremiah's call. I will build them up, not tear them down.
A používa tu tie výrazy, ktoré Jeremiáš počul už pri povolaní. Slova ich vybudujem, ale nezrúcam.
I will plant them, not tear them up.
Zasadím ich, ale nevytrhám.
The message of hope.
Posolstvo nádeje.
The next time these verbs occur is in chapter 31, and we'll come back to that later, but then on to chapter 42.
Ďalej sa tieto slova objavujú v 31. kapitole, to si odložíme, a potom ešte v 42.
This is at a time in the history or in the story of all of the things that are happening around the exile and leading up to it, which is quite important.
Toto je súčasť príbehu, ktorý súvisí s tým exilom alebo nadväzuje naň.
There is a governor in Jerusalem called Gedalia.
V Jeruzaleme už po odvedení veľkej časti národa zostáva guvernér Gedalia.
And he is murdered.
A toho zavraždili povstalci.
And the people who had arranged for his murder and in fact committed his murder.
A ľudia, ktorí spáchali ten atentát,
decide that the best thing that they can do is to actually run away, flee to Egypt.
Prídu na to, alebo sa rozhodnú, že teraz najlepšie by bolo zdrhnúť odtiaľto do Egypta.
And in order to have sanctuary, to flee from the punishment that will come from Babylon.
Aby unikli pred babylonským trestom, lebo Gedalia bol ustanovený Babylončami, oni ho odstránili, zabili. Tak teraz, aby pred babylonským hnevom ušli, chcú ísť do Egypta.
However, God speaks to the people through Jeremiah.
Boh ale hovorí týmto ľuďom cez Jeremiáša.
In verse 7 of chapter 42.
V 7. verši tej 42. kapitoly.
10 days later the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. We're told.
10 dní na to prišlo Hospodinovo slovo Jeremiášovi.
And verse 10 is the message that God brings.
A v 10. verši je potom ten odkaz, ktorý Hospodin dáva.
He has a direct repetition in the phrases from chapter 1.
A znova sa tu opakujú, priamo sa tu opakujú tie frázy z prvej kapitoly.
He promises through Jeremiah that he will be faithful to his people if they stay in the land.
Sľubuje im, že sa o nich postará, ak zostanú v tejto krajine.
If you stay in this land, I will build you up and not tear you down. I will plant you and not uproot you.
Ak zostanete v tejto krajine.
Exactly the same pattern as was there in chapter 24 as well.
Tie isté veci, ktoré sme videli v 24. kapitole, hovorí. Znova vás vybudujem a nezrúcam, zasadím vás a nevytrhám.
God is speaking into the political situation.
Pán Boh prehovára do politickej situácie.
As we mentioned earlier, Judah right in the middle of the political problems between Egypt and Babylon.
Už v úvode sme si hovorili, ako sa Judsko ocitá na križovatke tých politických záujmov Egypta a Babylona.
Do you trust Babylon or do you trust Egypt?
Budete sa spoliehať na Babylon alebo na Egypt?
And Jesus and God says through Jeremiah to the people.
A Boh cez Jeremiáša hovorí ľuďom,
trust neither Babylon nor Egypt.
Neverte ani Babylonu ani Egyptu.
But trust me.
Dôverujte mne.
And if you wish to be planted,
a ak chcete byť zasadení,
stay in the land,
zostaňte v zemi,
where I am,
tam, kde som,
And I will bring about relief, bring about salvation.
A ja vám tam zabezpečím ochranu, ja vás zachránim.
But he also goes on to say,
ale ďalej pokračuje,
that if they do not do this,
že ak neposluchnú,
if they don't stay in the land,
ak nezostanú v tej zemi,
then destruction will come.
Tak príde záhuba.
So in verse 13,
a tak v 13. verši,
if you say we will not stay in this land,
ak si však myslíte, nezostaneme v tejto krajine.
It then goes on, verse 15, we read, then hear the word of the Lord.
Potom počujte Hospodinovo slovo v 15. verši.
And then verses 16 and onwards explain what's going to happen. There will be death and destruction.
A 16. verš a ďalej hovorí, čo bude následok. Príde smrť, príde skaza.
They are working out of the words uprooting and tearing down and destroying and overthrowing.
Tam sa uskutoční to trhanie, búrenie, to ničenie a plienenie.
God's blessing is dependent upon the people's willingness to obey.
Božia pomoc, Božia záchrana závisí od tej ich ochoty poslúchnuť.
He promises to be with the people.
On sľubuje, že bude s nimi.
But they need to trust him and trust him alone.
Ale musia dôverovať výlučne jemu.
We have to admit that for the people that must have been a difficult choice to make.
Uznajme, že toto bola ťažká voľba pre ľudí.
Because it looks as though they're about to be destroyed.
Lebo to vyzerá, že im tam hrozila skaza.
But God is saying no. Stay where you are and you will be planted.
Ale Pán Boh hovorí, nie, zostaňte tam, kde ste a budete zasadení.
God looks at things very differently from us as human beings.
Boží pohľad je veľmi odlišný od toho nášho.
We have one final use of these verbs.
Máme ešte jedno posledné použitie týchto slov.
In a very short chapter in the book, in chapter 45.
Vo veľmi krátkej kapitole 45.
I think it's the shortest chapter in the book.
To je najkratšia kapitola v krajine, v knihe, pardon.
And it is a specific message not so much to the people on this occasion.
A je to odkaz nie všeobecne pre celý národ.
But it's a message from God through Jeremiah.
Ale to posolstvo od Boha cez Jeremiáša
through to Baruch.
K Baruchovi.
And Baruch has become disheartened.
Baruch je sklamaný.
Disheartened because of the judgment of God.
Kvôli tým všetkým súdom Božím, ktoré prišli.
And the effect that this judgment has had on Baruch himself.
A z toho, aký dopad to malo aj na neho osobne.
So in verse 3,
a tak v 3. verši,
God quotes back Baruch's words to him.
Tam sú citované Baruchove slova.
He says, woe to me.
Beda mi.
The Lord has added sorrow to my pain.
Lebo Hospodin mi pridáva k bolesti žiaľ.
I am worn out with groaning and find no rest.
Som unavený od vzdychania a upokojenie nenachádzam.
And God then comes with the same words that he gave to Jeremiah.
A Pán Boh prichádza s takými istými slovami, aké predtým hovoril Jeremiášovi.
And I think probably Baruch has felt that sorrow because he's been the one who's been writing down all these words of Jeremiah on more than one occasion.
A k Baruchovi to prichádza ako k tomu, ktorý sám tieto slova zapisoval a podával ďalej a mal na nich podiel.
But Baruch is assured that God is sovereign.
Ale tu prichádza k nemu uistenie, že Boh je zvrchovaný.
God uses these verbs again and he says, I will overthrow what I have built and uproot what I have planted.
Pán Boh použije tie isté slova a hovorí, pozri, čo som vybudoval, rúcam. Čo som zasadil, vytrhávam.
I am in control.
Ja to mám pod kontrolou.
And he reminds Baruch that life is not about his own greatness in verse 5.
A pripomína mu v 5. verši, že v živote nejde o jeho veľkosť.
But rather it is about the greatness of God.
Záleží na veľkých veciach Božích. But na veľkosti Božej.
But he ends that message to Baruch as he does with his call to Jeremiah.
Ale ukončuje to posolstvo je Baruchovi podobne ako predtým odkázal Jeremiášovi.
Of a promise of salvation out of this problem.
Prísľubom záchrany sprostred tohto problému.
I will let you escape with your life.
Umožním ti uniknúť, zachrániš si život.
Right, the next stage we'll leave until tomorrow, I think, where we go on to have a look at the visions and then consider a couple of other things. But does anybody, we've got a few minutes before we should break for lunch. Anybody got any comments or questions or anything that they'd like to say?
K tomu povolaniu Jeremiáša sa ešte pridávajú dve videnia. Na tie sa pozrieme zajtra. Teraz už to nebudeme otvárať. Ale v tejto chvíli, ak máte ešte nejaké otázky alebo pripomienky, teraz je čas ozvať sa s tým.
Ja som sa chcel zeptat, tá slova, ktorá sa vlastne opakují v rôznom kontextu, jaký význam vlastně mají, co tím vlastně chtěl Jeremiáš sdělit, když to takhle jako udělal takovou kompozici, že používal stejnou řadu slov v různých situacích.
What is it that Jeremiah wants to express using these six words? What's their meaning? What's their message?
Well, I think the first message is that the first thing is, of course, that God is in control of the things that are happening in history.
To prvé, čo cez tie slova je komunikované, že Boh to má pod kontrolou, lebo on je to, ktorý tie veci uvádza do diania.
And within that is the whole idea of the raising up of Babylon.
K tomu patrí aj to vybudovanie, to pozdvihnutie Babylona.
He talks later of Nebuchadnezzar being his servant.
Neskôr hovorí o Nabukadnezarovi ako o svojom služobníkovi.
So the building up of these nations are things which God is involved in doing.
Takže aj to, že nastal vzostup Babylona, je vnímané ako Božie konanie.
In order to bring about his purposes.
Aby Pán Boh uskutočnil svoje zámery.
And the exile, which is about the uprooting and the destroying of everything that the people of Israel understood.
Ten exil, ktorý znamená vlastne vytrhnutie Izraela z koreňov a všetkého, čo bolo pre nich dôležité.
All of those things about the covenant that we talked about yesterday.
To sú tie symboly zmluvy, o ktorých sme hovorili včera.
It's a reminder that this is what God is doing.
Znova nám to pripomína, že to je niečo, čo Boh urobil.
But then as we saw, I think also yesterday, that we can have, or Jeremiah and the people can trust that God will bring the people back to the nation.
Ďalej Jeremiášovi aj ľuďom to dáva uistenie, že tak ako sa stali tieto súdy, tak rovnako je isté, že sa udeje aj ten návrat.
And he will build up and plant them once again.
Že Pán Boh ich znova zasadí a vybuduje.
That this is as certain as is the destruction.
To je tak isté, ako bola istá tá skaza.
And that all of these things then are part of what God is doing in the world.
A všetky tie veci sú súčasť toho, čo Pán Boh koná.
As the sovereign Lord.
Ako zvrchovaný Pán.
And I think the important thing, or one important thing here is that Jeremiah. He's been appointed to this, in other words, to be the one who brings this message, God's message, to the people.
A dôležité je, že Jeremiáš je ten, ktorý bol povolaný, alebo sám ustanovený, alebo pozvihnutý, aby priniesol tento odkaz.
Becomes part of what God is actually doing.
Stáva sa súčasťou toho, čo Boh koná.
I don't know whether anybody's got any other ideas as to what might be around that as well.
Neviem, či by ste vy chceli k tomu ešte niečo dodať, možno máte svoje nejaké poznámky alebo pripomienky.
Môžeme vidieť, že to je vlastne literárne spracovanie a že to literárne spracovanie má v sobě taký poselstvo.
So it's a piece of literature worked through as a poem but bringing a message.
I think so. I think the book as a whole shows very careful structure.
A celá kniha je spracovaná, zdá sa, cielene ako nejaký literárny útvar, ktorý odráža istú štruktúru.
I don't think there's any accident that these phrases, for instance, are repeated over and over again in the book.
Nie je to náhoda, že tieto frázy sa takýmto spôsobom znova a znova opakujú.
I don't think it's any accident that all of the prophecies that Jeremiah brings against the nations are all put together in one book.
Alebo že všetky tie prorocké výroky proti národom sú u Jeremiáša zhromaždené v jednej knihe, v jednom bloku.
It's not saying that they were all given at one time. In fact, the suggestion is quite clearly that they're not.
Je zrejme, že to slova, ktoré neodzneli všetky naraz.
But Jeremiah has put this book together in a way that is very carefully structured as a piece of literature.
Ale v knihe, ako v literárnom útvare, sú takýmto spôsobom usporiadané. Both
as poetry.
Literárnu prácu. Aj ako poézia.
And there's lots of poetry in this.
Ktoré je tu veľa.
but also as narrative.
Ale aj tam, kde sú tie príbehové časti.
And there is ordinary narrative within this, but also as history.
Aj ako história.
And so there's a combination of all three of these in the book.
Takže máme v knihe kombináciu všetkého trojho.
Pro tu praxi je potom těžké vlastně ty knihy používat pro vyučování ve sboru, když člověk není v stavu to podat jako celek. Jakože
když se robí biblická hodina, že jdeme tu pol kapitoly, je na budouce druhou polovicu, jdem to dva razem.
Když to poselství je vlastně skryto i v tom celku, jakože je to celé jako celek.
The message is seen when you recognize the structure, how mm-hmm. it's all built together. It's difficult to present it when we typically have our Bible studies in a church where we read a part of the chapter and explain it, then go on and on and on.
Yeah.
Rather than seeing the whole.
It is. One of the things that I try to do at our home church in order to help that.
Keď chcem ľuďom pomôcť v našom domácom zbore pri štúdiu Biblie,
is I always produce a little introduction to the book to give to everybody in the church.
Je, že keď začíname biblické štúdium takejto knihy, tak vyrobím, aj na papieri vytlačím nejaký úvod, ktorý dám do ruky každému človeku.
Because I think you're right that if we don't have that overarching view of what's going on,
ak nemáme ten celkový pohľad na to,
then it's very difficult for us to talk about the specific text within that overall context.
Je ťažké zmysluplne hovoriť o tých úryvkoch, o tých kúskoch textu bez vnímania celku.
And probably tomorrow there's one specific example of how that I want to give that shows how we can misuse a text if we take it out of that context.
Aj zajtra si budeme môcť všimnúť, ako je možné zneužiť, prevrátiť nejaký text, keď ho nevnímame ako súčasť kontextu.